Hi, dictation for Charles Lovejoy. CHARLESLOVJOY. Date of birth 4/23/79. Date of accident 10/6/2020. Date of service is 6/3/2022. Mr. Charles Lovejoy is presenting himself here today for procedure. First procedure is interlaminar lumbar epidural steroid injection with fluoroscopy with steroid. Number two, epidurogram. Number three procedure is injection of the left sacroiliac joint with fluoroscopy. Number four is arthrogram. Medical indications for the procedures are as follows. Mr. Charles Lovejoy has been suffering from pains in the lower back and mid back and neck. He was found to have herniated disc at L4, L5, as well as T5, 6, 7, 8, and also in the cervical disc, C5, 6, C6, 7, along with facet arthropathy. Somehow the patient has minimal pain in the neck and he has severe pain in the paravertebral muscles involving trapezius and quadratus lumborum and paraspinal muscles at the level of T6 and T8. Severe spasm with tenderness. An injection was proposed to help in this area as a trigger point. First procedure, all of these procedures are to relieve the pain that is bothering him, improve the healing, improve the ADL, and decrease the need for surgery. The patient is vehemently opposed to get a surgical opinion or even any kind of surgery for his spine. He chooses to have additional steroid injections today, and he doesn't want the sacroiliac joint injection surgery or any spine surgery. And procedures are done according to the protocol. SI joint injection was needed because his pain in the left sacroiliac joint returned back, and he has been requesting this injection to bring relief in the area. He points to the left sacroiliac joint with tenderness, as well as there is a positive Faber test and Gonsalant test for the left side. It appears that the procedures for left sacroiliac joint will relieve his pain once steroid injection is made to the sacroiliac joint. Similarly, LESI is being done since the patient has been wanting this procedure. He has signed all the consent and the procedures are done according to the protocol. Last procedure was 4 injection of trigger point to the bilateral paraspinal region at T5 and T8. Severe spasm is noticed in the entire trapezius and quadratus lumborum and deep-seated paraspinal muscles. The patient has having severe pain in this area despite physical therapy, and there has been no relief with the conservative treatment, and these pains have come back. Using a ethyl chloride spray, each area was injected with 3 cc's of dexamethasone with morphine, and the patient tolerated the procedure very well. Thank you.